when we normally feel an attraction towards a person that we don't understand, it's just a normal, natural attraction. Oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, and it could be always, and I'm not aware of it, what we're finding is something in a person that we used to have that we surrendered for survival. Something in another person that we like, maybe it's their effervescence, bubbly personality. Maybe it's their strength and their courage. Maybe it's that they have a voice and you don't. If you meet a person that has a voice and stands up for themselves and you don't know how, you'll be so attracted to that person. It's really the fact that they have a voice and you don't that you're attracted to. You're attracted to the part of you that you left behind somewhere. Then what happens is when that person who has a voice gets close enough to you and begins to smother you or control you in any way, all of a sudden you'll go, ugh, that creeps me out. That, I don't know what's wrong with me and this person. I really like this person a lot, but something just kind of turns me off. Mm-hmm. And you won't notice it right away. You'll notice it the closer you get. And once you get really close and maybe begin to think about having a relationship, or maybe after you're already in a relationship, you'll start noticing the things about them that you don't like. That's the things that you are that you don't like about yourself, that you don't even know you don't like, and it's repulsive. And they came into your life to show you the part of you that's repulsive. They also come into your life to show you the part of you that you laid down. For example, for me, growing up, when God made me, He made me perfect. He made me in His own likeness and image. But I believed the lie that I didn't fit, that I'm rejected, that I'm different, and that nobody wants me. So in order to be liked and not rejected and wanted, I started being everybody's servant. Well, guess what? I gave up my freedom. So if I find somebody who looks free and happy, I'll be attracted to them. But if you're overbound and you're so free that you could care less what anybody thinks, see, that's out of balance too. So whatever you're drawing to yourself is a mirror image of who you really are and who you really are not. That part of you which you surrendered for survival, and that part that which is the part you want back, your identity, and that part of you that's groveling, begging to be loved. My children have never been left forsaken. In other words, there's no such thing as you being alone. And neither begging for bread. So if you find any part of you that's begging, it's going to creep you out and somebody else out. If somebody comes into your life and they have a begging mentality, it's going to creep you out. Why? Because that's not who God made us to be. We're not made to be beggars. So that's what's happening in relationships. Even if it's your mom or your dad that you don't want to be around, or when you really like being around them, when you like being around them, there's a part of you that you feel like you've given up, you've surrendered somewhere. It's like, man, I love that part of my mom, or I love that part of my dad. But then when that other side shows up, it's like, oh, I hate that part of them. That's your mirror too. That's the hard part, is for us to really look at each other, and anything we ever judge, we already are, including when you judge something awesome about somebody. That's just the part of you that you are, that you are now hiding because you don't want to lose it, or you have a fear, and even in that, you've already lost it. People say, well, that's just my personality. This is who I am. No, that's who you had to become because somebody wounded you. You had to give up a part of you a long time ago and get tough because somebody else was too tough on you. Mm-hmm. So you lost your vulnerability. This ain't the real you. This is who they made you become. Do you really still want that? Or would you like to be the real you?